Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
New Year.
Streets in Manhattan are closed as far away as Carnegie Hall, more than 15 blocks north of where the ball drops. As they have in years past, garbage trucks are blocking key intersections around Times Square this New Year's to protect crowds from potential vehicle attacks. Sanitation workers themselves are also hard at work, already cleaning up discarded cups, cans, and of course, confetti.
ABC's Mike Dubusky. Authorities in New York City identified the woman killed earlier this month, set on fire on a subway train. She was 57-year-old Debrina Kawam of New Jersey. Her accused attacker is in custody. David Ethier and his dog went into the Porter Fork area outside Salt Lake City. When they didn't come back, a search began. Searchers found the dog, then Ethier's body. He was killed in an avalanche, third one of those this year. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
His way with words was second to none, and tonight we here at CBS are mourning the loss of longtime Sunday morning host Charles Osgood.
His skillful storytelling carried him through a decades-long career as a journalist. CBS 2's Alice Gaynor here now with more on his life and extraordinary career.
Can't you just hear his voice in your head right now? I mean, just so distinct. Award-winning journalist Charles Osgood worked at CBS News for 45 years. He was born in New York City in 1933. As a boy, he had a newspaper route, a sign of things to come. The story of Osgood's life had many chapters. He served as band announcer for the U.S. Army for 3 years, was a talented musician, and, oh yeah, was a heck of a storyteller.
You know the song? You are my sunshine.
For 22 years, Americans tuned in to CBS Sunday Morning with Charles Osgood.
I'm Charles Osgood, and this is Sunday Morning.
He began hosting the show in 1994 after Charles Kuralt passed the baton.
We'll be in the good hands of Charles Osgood starting next Sunday morning.
With one of the most distinctive voices in broadcasting.
People heard the news bulletins.
And his trademark bow ties, Osgood brought more than 6 million weekly viewers. Music.
Just like the ones I used to know.
And poetry.
We know paying taxes is fair and it's just, but it's foolish to pay any more than we must.
As host of the Emmy-winning program.
People can listen to a newscast and come away thinking, boy, this is a terrible time to be alive. That's not the whole story. There is a whole story about people who are doing wonderful things.
The Bronx native spent nearly half a century at CBS News.
Charles Osgood, CBS News, on a 1949 Motorola.
Building a reputation.
And it's particularly appropriate when Sunday is Christmas Day. A beloved song.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A cloudy sky tonight with a few flurries and a low in the low 20s. And for tomorrow, it looks mostly cloudy. New Year's Day high into the mid-20s. A partly sunny sky for Thursday and Friday. Nice to have some sun back. Highs 20 to 25. Current temp is 30.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required. Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
I'm Conrad Krieger, producer for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Here's to the people that spend the holidays on the couch watching football, not paying attention to any other conversation. Don't forget to have that special drink in your cup holder. Happy holidays, everyone.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources, just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family, because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Happy New Year. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff wishing you the best for 2025, especially curated. Matinair on Air coming up for you on the show. Thanks for joining us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Long shoot.
He demanded realism, so I had to really cry for 9 months out of the year and 1 month that I was in London to do the film.
She would add producer to her resume in the 80s.
I don't think I'm ever going to really grow up. I don't think anyone does.
Her fairy tale theater starred some of Hollywood's biggest names, garnering a Peabody Award. Duvall left Hollywood in the 90s for her native Texas, telling the New York Times, "How would you feel if people were really nice, then suddenly on a dime, they turn on you?" When the world saw her again, it was in a 2016 interview with Dr. Phil. The apparent decline in her mental and physical health shocked fans. Duvall's final film would be another horror movie, 2023's The Forest Hills, an accidental actress who learned her craft and shared her talents with the world.
Charlie Duvall.
Once I knew it once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me. Take a chance, I will, because he needs me. No one ever asked before, before, because they never needed me. But he does. Maybe it's because he's so alone. Maybe it's because he's never had a For once in life, I finally felt that someone needed me. And if it turns out real, then love can turn the wheel. Because he needs me, 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 he needs me.
Shelley Duvall from Popeye.
America has lost a television pioneer and through reruns a beloved part of the Pix 11 family. We're talking about Alice from The Honeymooners. Actress Joyce Randolph is dead, passing away in New York. The last surviving Honeymooner cast performer performing with Jackie Gleason, who played Ralph Cramden, Art Carney, who played Ed Norton, and Audrey Meadows, who played Alice. She was Trixie, excuse me.
Between us, hint to Ralph always to face the camera. Because when he turns profile, brother, he's the biggest thing on television.
All right, Pix 11's own Kaidi Tong interviewed Joyce Randolph a decade ago. Listen to this.
Is there one quality that you attribute to its longevity?
I think because it was funny. Clean and funny. We would do it once.
Whoa.
And then Jackie would disappear into his dressing room. And we all went to Audrey's dressing room and ran the lines over and over with her manager reading in Jackie's words. And that's how we got through it.
Randolph was born in Detroit. She made her way to New York, hired for the show when Jackie Gleason saw her in a chewing gum commercial. She later said she never expected the show to make TV history. Joyce Randolph, 99 years old.
Jackie Gleason, The Honeymooners, with the stars Art Carney, Audrey Meadows, and Joyce Randolph.
Legendary, I'll just go ahead and say it. You
are
legendary.
I've been around a long time.
You're legendary.
Cheetah Rivera has died. A rep for the Broadway icon confirmed the news to ET. She died on Tuesday following a brief illness. Cheetah was 91 years old.
What does it feel like to be doing eight a week? Go!
I've always done eight a week.
Cheetah worked on The Great White Way into her 80s. After the decades she spent forging some of musical theater's most beloved parts. She originated the role of Anita in Stephen Sondheim's classic West Side Story. Followed by Velma Kelly in 1975, Cheetah seen here 30 years later, stepping back into Chicago's brunette diva for another killer performance. And all that jazz, I'm gonna... The 2002 movie adaptation paid tribute by casting Cheetah as one of Roxy Hart's cellmates.
She's fine. Long as you keep her happy.
But it was off-screen and on the stage where Cheetah made her legacy.
It's wonderful that it's traveled for 20-some years and it's gotten to this amazing place.
That same year, she was a Kennedy Center honoree.
It's extraordinary. No, it's a very awe-inspiring thing. I think this is the height of it, certainly, for a person in the business. And to be honored by the president and the country is quite wonderful.
E.T. ran into Cheetah multiple times over the years. She became, as a winner of two Tonys herself, a staple on the award show's red carpet.
It's the one evening that the industry can congratulate all those people that have worked so hard. And it's exciting, and it gives the young kids something to work for.
If those young kids come up to you and they ask you for advice, what do you tell them?
Be true to yourself, stay in your own lane. Don't lie, hang out with the right people, do the work, because it pays off. The work pays off. Nothing comes free.
Days may be sunny with never sun. Don't need what money can buy. birds in the trees sing their day full of song. Why shouldn't we sing along? I'm chipper all the day, happy with the lot. How did I get that way? Look at what I've got. I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. I've got Daisy in green pasture, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. Oh man, trouble, I don't mind it, you won't find it round my door. I've got starlight, I've got sweet dreams, I've got my man who could ask for anything more, who could ask for anything more.
I've got rhythm,
yes,
I've got music, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. I've got Daisy in green pastures, I've got my man who could ask for anything more. Oh man, trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him round my door. I've got
Henry Mancini and Orchestra, The Hustle. Remembering those who have gone before, the clock ticks, the pages turn. Some thoughts on that. But I thank them, and I know we all do, for all those hours they've given us over the decades. Never forget them. I'm Lou Regani, Music of the Stars, Russell Watson.
I hope you see, as you look down, all of this love gathered around. I hope you hear what people say. I hope you know the role you play. You were my rock, you were my shield. The space you need, no one can fill. You held the room, you cast a spell. You'll always be remembered well. And when my days have come and gone, I hope I leave more right than wrong. I want to feel this love I see. When I am gone, I hope there'll be someone to remember me. Though you're not here with me, a part of you will always. I feel you near once in a while. And when my days have come and gone, I hope I leave more right than wrong. I want to feel this love I see.
Dave Grusin wrote this. Peggy Lee put lyrics. I'm a big fan of David's music and of Peggy's music. Happy New Year, everybody.
And for someone who needed me, I'd be a necessity. Indispensable. to bring you joy. Find ways to make you glad, and I'd do things to comfort you if ever you were sad. Turn away, don't turn away now. Please understand my need to be understood. Understood.
It was cold, terribly cold. Snow falling, almost dark. The last night of the year, evening came, and a poor little girl, bareheaded and barefoot, walking through the streets. Of course, when she had left her house, she had slippers on, but what good have they been? They were very big slippers, way too big for her, so they belonged to her mother. The little girl had lost them running across the road. Two carriages had rattled by terribly fast. One slipper she'd not been able to find again, and a boy had run off with the other. He'd said he could use it very well as a cradle someday when he had children of his own, and so the little girl walked on her bare feet. They were quite red and blue with the cold. In an old apron, she carried several packages of matches. She held a box of them in her hand. Nobody had bought any. All day long, and no one had given her a cent. Shivering with cold and hunger, she crept along, a picture of misery, poor little girl. The snowflakes fell on her long, fair hair, which hung in pretty curls over her neck. And in all the windows, lights were shining, and there was a wonderful smell It was New Year's Eve. Yeah, she thought of that. And in a corner formed by two houses, one of which projected farther out into the street than the other, she sat down there, drew up her little feet under her. She was getting colder, but she did not dare to go home, for he had sold no matches, not earned a single cent, and her father, would surely beat her. Besides, it was cold at home, for they had nothing over them but a roof through which the wind whistled, even though the biggest cracks had been stuffed with straw and rags. Her hands were almost dead with cold. How much one little match might warm her if she could only take one, rub it against the wall and warm her hands. She drew one. It sputtered and burned. It made a warm, bright flame, like a little candle. She held her hands over it, but it gave a strange light. It seemed to be as if she were sitting before a great iron stove with shining brass knobs. How wonderfully the fire burned, how comfortable it was. Yes. The girl stretched out her feet to warm them too, and then the little flame went out, and the stove vanished. And she had only the remains of the burnt match in her hand. She struck another match against the wall. It burned brightly, and when the light fell upon the wall became transparent like a thin veil, and she could see right through it into a room and a table with a snow-white cloth spread, and on it a shining dinner service. A roast goose, steaming gloriously, stuffed with apples and prunes, and what was still better, the goose jumped down from the dish, waddled along the floor with a knife and fork in its breast, right over to the little girl. And then the match went out. She could see only the thick, cold wall. She lighted another match, and then she was sitting under the most beautiful Christmas tree, much larger, much more beautiful than the one she had seen last Christmas, right through the glass door at the rich merchant's home. Thousands of candles burned on the green branches. Pictures like those in the print shops looked down at her. The little girl reached both her hands toward them, and then the match went out. But those lights mounted higher. She saw them now as bright stars in the sky. One of them fell down, forming a long line of fire. Now someone is dying, thought the little girl. Her old grandmother was the only person who had loved her and who was now gone, had told her that when a star fell down, a soul went up to God. Now she rubbed another match. It became bright again, and in the glow, there was the old grandmother standing clear, shining, kind, and lovely. "Grandmother," cried the child, "take me with you. I know you'll vanish like the warm stove and the big, beautiful Christmas tree. And then she struck the whole bundle of matches to keep her grandmother with her, and the matches burned with such a glow it became brighter than daylight. Grandmother had never been so grand. She took the little girl in her arms, and both of them flew in brightness and joy far above the earth, very, very high, and up there where there's neither cold nor hunger nor fear. They were with God. But in the corner, leaning against the wall, sat the little girl, red cheeks, smiling mouth, frozen to death on the last night of the old year. And soon the new year's sun rose upon a little pathetic figure, the child sitting there, stiff and cold, holding the matches, of which one bundle was almost burned. She wanted to warm herself, people said. No one imagined what beautiful things she had seen and how happily she had gone with her old grandmother into the bright new year. That's Christian Andersen, the music of the stars. Happy New Year, everybody.
I've many a tale to tell, and though I'm a cobbler, I'd say I tell them rather well. I'll mend your shoes and I'll fix your boots when I have a moment free. When I'm not otherwise occupied as a purple duck or a mountainside or a quarter after three. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, I bring you a fable rare. There once was a table who said, oh, how I'd love a chair. And then and there came a sweet young chair all dressed in a bridal gown. He said to her in a voice so true, now I did not say I would marry you, but I would like to sit down. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen's in town. I write myself a note each day and I place it in my hat. The wind comes by, the hat blows high, but that's not the end of that. For round and round the world it goes, it lands here right behind myself. I pick it up and I read the note, which is merely to remind myself. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's me. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, my pen's like a babbling brook. permit me to show you, dear sir, my very latest book. Now here's a tale of a simple fool, just glance at a page or two. You laugh, ha ha, but you blush a bit, for you realize while you're reading it that it's also reading you. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, and this is an April day. It's full of the magic I need to speed me on my way. My pocketbook has an empty look. I limp on a lumpy shoe. Or if I wish, I'm a flying fish or a millionaire with a rocking chair and a dumpling in my stew. I'm Hans Christian Andersen, Andersen, that's who.
Danny Kaye.
Anywhere I roam.
From the film 1953, Frank Lesser wrote this.
Her arms were warm as they welcomed me. Her eyes were fire bright. And then I knew that my path must be through the ever-haunted night. For anywhere I wander, anywhere I roam, till I'm in the arms of my darling again.
Here's Del Shannon.
Clear blue sky. Valderie, Valderie.
You can't let a little thing like this get you down. Why, you're Donald Lockwood, aren't you? And Donald Lockwood's an actor, isn't he? Well, what's the first thing an actor learns? The show must go on. Come rain, come shine, come snow, come sleet, the show must go on. So, Reedy, Pagliacci, Reedy.
Reedy, huh?
Yeah. Don, the world is so full of a number of things. I'm sure we should all be as happy as...
But are we?
No. Definitely no. Positively no. Decidedly no. Short people have long faces. And long people have short faces. Big people have little humor, and little people have no humor at all.
And in the words of that immortal bard, Samuel J. Snodgrass, as he was about to be led to the guillotine,
make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My dad said be an actor, my son, but be a comical one. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines. Now you could study Shakespeare and be quite elite, and you could charm the critics and have nothing to eat. Just slip on a banana peel, the world's at your feet. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh. Don't you know everyone wants to laugh? My grandpa said go out and tell 'em a joke, but give it plenty of hope. Make 'em roar, make 'em scream. Take a fall, but a wall split a seam. You start off by pretending you're a dancer with grace. You wiggle till the jiggle is all over the place. And then you get a great big custard pie in the face. Make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh, make 'em laugh. Make 'em laugh, don't you? All the... What? My dad. They'll be standing in lines for those old honky-tonk monkey shines.
Donald O'Connor.
The song I'm gonna sing to you is sad, and that ain't half. You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. I knew a girl in Kansas, her name was Lucy Brown. She tried to swim the river, but she waterlogged and drowned. Now laugh! Now laugh! You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. Climbed a quince tree to pick himself a quince. He ate the quince and puckered up, and we ain't seen brother since. Now laugh! Now laugh! Oh, you're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh. His name was Uncle Seth. He caught his neck in the well rope and he choked himself to death. Now laugh! Now laugh! You're not supposed to cry until I tell you when to laugh.
Thank you.
silly sapheads across the briny sea. They think they're gonna mess us up in 1943. Now laugh! Now laugh!
Spike Jones.
The odds were 100 to 1 against me. The world thought the heights were too high to climb. But people from Missouri never incensed me. Oh, I wasn't a bit concerned. Far from history, I had learned how many, many times the worm had turned. They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you, said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center, now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Ha, 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 we'll let the past laugh. Ho, ho, who's got the last laugh now?
Mel Torme. The Alan Gressig Orchestra, live at the Green Mill.
Live at the Green Mill
we
job.
Oh my God.
Nice.
Just to protect it. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Safat.
Happy New Year, man.
Do you want some Happy New Year action?
Yeah.
Okay,
do
here.
It. Do it.
Here.
Do some Happy New Year action. Happy New Year.
Look at these people here. Oh, hold on. I'm going to get video of you getting video of the video.
Yeah, do it. Do it, Chris.
Okay, hang on.
We are ready.
Okay, ready? Okay. Getting video of the video.
Happy
the video.
New Year! Wow, what a fun.
I run video. I hate when that happens. I got to do it again.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Look at all getting video.
Happy
of the
New
video
Year!
Of the video of the
video.
Of the video.
Of the jukebox.
BTS, baby.
Yeah, BTS.
Glenn Miller and the Orchestra, stand by for news. On the Columbia Broadcasting System, this is the Civic Media Radio Network for New Year's Eve.
Why'd you make me fall in love? Why'd you mention stars above? Why'd you make me fall in love with you? When I thought that love was blind, why'd you make me change my mind? Why'd you make me fall in love with you? Fine thing, Mr. Smarty. Fine thing, you thought you had a party. Why'd you make me fall so hard? Should've stayed in my own backyard. Why'd you make me fall in love with you?
Is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. New Year's Eve at Mar-a-Lago.
Well, I just want everybody to be happy, healthy, and well. Thank you.
President-elect Trump heading into a New Year's Eve bash at his Florida golf estate. Asked if Congressman Mike Johnson has enough support to hold on as House Speaker.
I think he'll support Speaker. Great time in Washington, and I think we're going to get great support. He's the one that can win right now. People like him. Almost everybody likes him. Others are very good, too, but they have 30 or 40 people that don't like him, so that's pretty tough.
He said he will be attending next week's funeral for former President Carter. The electric power utility on Puerto Rico says it's restored power to 500,000 homes and businesses, leaving two-thirds still in the dark. They had an island-wide power outage. With the new year comes a cap of $2,000 on prescription drug costs for Medicare pensioners, expected to save them hundreds of dollars each year. This is ABC News.